This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
Tom Brady is getting a lot of grief.
He is.
And on Facebook at facebook.com/Zioli Show, we have the video. And the question is, does Tom Brady deserve the criticism? So here's, let me set the story up here. Tom Brady, the jerk of all jerks, New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady. I hate this guy so much. This pains me to even have to defend him here. But over the weekend, he was on his vacation in Costa Rica. He took a leap off a rock formation with his six-year-old daughter. So they did a little cliff diving there.
Yes.
It was a small cliff and waterfall above a natural pool where other people were swimming below. He joined hands with his daughter, Vivian, six, and asked, "Are you ready?" Continued to 3, 2, and then said, "Go." And the pair jumped in the water. Now, Dwayne The Rock, he tweeted out, "You know I have complete faith in you as a man, friend, player, and father, but this just gave me anxiety. Jesus," he wrote, followed by the crying, laughing, and clapping emojis. Rapper Sean Combs, a.k.a. Diddy, Diddy commented with a crying, laughing emoji as well. And my question is how soon will Child Services be intervening and taking his child from him, ripping his child from Giselle's arms, is my question.
When now, they get Dawn, back, they'll greet them at the airport.
You think so?
No.
They'll greet him at the airport. They won't let him back into the country. Now, Dawn, you yes. saw this video.
I saw this video.
How appalled were you by this video?
Okay. It's like I said, it's like jumping from the second story of a house. So it's not horrible. It's not like 65 feet,
right.
But it's a good jump. First of all, you see him, he's putting his earplugs in. Did he put earplugs in her? Because this is Costa Rican water. We have all these stories about the bacteria. The flesh-eating bacteria.
Yep.
So first of all, does she have a nose plug and earplugs right. like Tom?
Right.
Second of all, he goes 3, 2, 1. He jumps and she doesn't jump right away because she's six and she's scared. And so he sort of jerks her arm back. So she should have been in front.
Right.
So that was stupid. The arm jerk thing is like, it just was stupid.
All right. So your issues are flesh eating bacteria yes. and arm jerk.
Yes.
All right. And just want to make sure
stupid,
I got that clear.
Just overall, not a wise move.
Overall stupidity.
Tom, remember her when she yeah. said, "What does my husband have to do? Everything, throw the ball, catch the ball." So I think she'd been like, "Tom, let me jump with
her." She was right there.
She was?
Yes, and you can see after video, she did not look.
Oh, that's her?
Yes. Yeah, at the end, that's her.
Oh, that's her.
I mean, unless he's got some other supermodel hanging out with him no. and
okay.
his daughter
by
a little pool in Costa Rica. All right, so flesh-eating bacteria,
right.
which ironically has not come up in any of the criticism. You're the first person to raise that
those
issue.
Those are those warm waters, or you get those tsetse flies. Larvae
right.
in the ear.
So Tom Brady's daughter definitely has fly larvae growing in her brain today. No doubt. We can all agree on that point.
Because you're jumping, you know, and it's going like in your nose and your ears and stuff.
By the way, the water looks incredibly clean and beautiful, like a natural spring.
You
and
never
I don't
know.
I don't think there's flesh-eating bacteria and fly eggs. Flies yeah. getting ready to lay eggs in your brain there. I could be wrong. All right, let's assume though the water's clean. Let's for a second now assume that she doesn't come back with the flesh-eating bacteria. You still don't like it because he pulled her arm.
Yeah. He jumps first, so right. he should wait for her to jump. Like, he should go 3, 2, 1, and, like, she should have been more in front if he's going to do that. He should have had more of a game plan.
Now, what does it say about America that we're sitting here talking about Tom Brady's decision to jump with his daughter off the rocks in Costa Rica? What does it say about America? No, honestly, I mean, this is amazing. Like, there's a lot to analyze here, right? First of all, the fact is, and he did it to himself. He put it on Instagram.
He did.
So he did it to himself.
Not a good move.
My question is this. If you do that, if you put something like that on Instagram, are you now opening yourself up to the kind of criticism that he's getting?
100%.
Right?
Yes.
Nobody found his home video movies and then decided to leak it. This is him choosing to put it out there
yes.
for people to comment on.
Yes.
He just assumed everybody's going to love him because he's an egotistical jerk. Right?
Look at Tom and his daughter.
Yeah, everybody's going, "Oh, look at me. I'm so amazing." Yeah. He had no idea that people were going to criticize him. That's number two. No, number one. Number two, this made it even into Good Morning America, national news. We have some audio of this, and take a listen to some of the reports on this, and then ask yourself, have we as a society now completely jumped the proverbial shark cliff?
Oh,
Super Bowl champ Tom Brady is being accused of some bad parenting after he posted this video to Instagram showing him jumping off a cliff with his six-year-old daughter, Vivian. Brady posted the video during a family trip to Costa Rica and captioned the leap, saying, "If she's going to be an Olympic champion one day, it probably won't be in synchronized diving. Daddy always gives her a 10, though." But his 6 million followers were quick to chime in, saying the star was being irresponsible. Bad parenting. His daughter almost broke her arm. NFL should consider punishment, one user wrote. Yeah. Another saying, "Not the smartest move. She could have been hurt. Next time, wait to make sure she's jumping too." Even Brady's celebrity friends chimed in. "You know I have complete faith in you as a man, friend, player, and father, but this just gave me anxiety. Jesus." Dwayne Johnson wrote that, while Diddy simply added a crying face emoji.
Are you gonna jump, Tom?
And this isn't the first time Brady has taken the plunge. In 2015, the six-time Super Bowl champ jumped about 40 feet off another cliff in Costa Rica, sending fans into a craze. Brady even tweeted after that one, "Never doing that again. Hashtag Air Brady." Now, since that post with his daughter, he has posted a couple more times on Instagram. He seemed like he has moved on, hadn't said anything else about it. Look, it's hard to, it might make you cringe a little bit, but I wasn't there. We weren't there. We don't know how high it was, where those rocks were, and can't question him as a dad.
He would never do anything to put his daughter in danger.
His child in danger. He knows his child, and it looked awkward, but still.
Yeah.
There you go.
Good morning, America.
Quiet over there, George. Very quiet over there, George.
It's his life. He's the dad. He knows what's best for his kid. I'm not going to question that.
I should have started with that.
I can't believe this is amazing. I'm actually on the same side as the unbiased journalist, George Stephanopoulos, and I'm defending Tom Brady. What is happening now?
What is happening?
This is insane.
This is a first for you, I believe.
This is some sort of a sign of the apocalypse, yep. I think. Truly. This has got to be the weather. Yes, Storm.
And I'm looking back. That water is murky. That is not clear water. Okay, first of all.
She definitely has the flesh-eating bacteria.
Yep. And second of all, if you look at it again, it's all about him. Because he's jumping, and there's like a beat where she doesn't jump with him. And then he yanks.
Right.
And she's a little, little girl. I do like that he says he wants her to be an Olympian. He should get her involved in the Junior Olympics, which is going on right now. It's in North Carolina next week. We're going. And yeah. But don't yank your kid off a cliff in Costa Rica into bacteria-laden waters.
But should Child Services intervene, Dawn? When he gets back to America, should they take the little girl away from, rip
of course
her
not.
Away from his arms?
No.
Put her in a cage?
No.
You sure?
I'm sure.
Some people think that,
It's silly. And the comet almost broke her arm is ridiculous. Look, she's a strong little kid. She's big for six.
Right.
Because look at her mom and dad. I just think it was, it was a learning moment for him. Hopefully he looks at this and
by the way, you know what's interesting, what's missing in this conversation? Nobody ever bothers to ask, how did the little girl react when she got out of the water?
Yes.
Right? Nobody's even asking that question. I remember when I was a kid and my parents made me go off the high diving board and I was scared to death, but they made me do it. And when I jumped off and I landed, I felt like $1 million and I wanted to do it again right away.
Again.
How did his daughter feel? Did she jump off with Brady and then go, do it again, Dad, do it again? Did she run and cry? Did she lose a leg to the flesh-eating bacteria? What happened next? Nobody has brought that into the conversation, which is amazing to me.
Well, she looks fine. I mean, they show them and after she looks fine. She
probably had a great time. She probably loved it.
Yes.
She's a little daredevil because when you look at the beginning of it, she's in her pink swimsuit. She's at the very edge of the cliff.
Yeah.
At the very edge. He's crawling along like Neanderthal man, making sure he gets up to the edge. So she's actually bolder in that regard than him. And then he's making sure he has all of his ear and nose plugs in.
See, I'm totally on Team Brady here. I hate to say that. Oh, I hate to say that. Those words leaving my mouth. I hate him so much. But I think, you know what? He's the dad. Make the decision. He knows. He probably jumped there before. He knows. You know what I'm saying? He makes the choice. He jumps in with the girl. But look, you post it on Instagram.
Yeah.
You're asking for trouble. You're an attention-seeking whore. And this is what's going to happen to you.
He deserves the criticism.
He asked for it.
Yeah, he did.
Look, by putting it on Instagram, you're asking for people to then comment. That's what happens.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? So if you don't want people to comment, then don't put it on Instagram. This is the life in which we live now. We live in a world now where we post everything so much that naturally our reaction is to then comment and give our own two cents. And then people, all these armchair parents going around go, I think you're a terrible parent for doing that. You know what I mean? Come on. But then again, if you don't want people commenting on that, then don't freaking post it.
Exactly.
James is in Millville. James, go ahead, sir.
You guys need to lighten up. If they're going to put that kid in child protective custody, half of Hawaii would be in there. When I was out in Hawaii, they got 3- and 4-year-olds jumping higher than that. They have these designated areas that are already cut out by the rocks. And these kids love it, and they even go without their parents and hang off these cliffs and jump all the time. That's all I have to say. You respond. Thanks, guys.
No, you're right. I've been saying I'm defending Tom Brady on this. Don't let me in with Dawn. I think Tom Brady was fine what he did. I just think that if you are my bigger problem is him posting on Instagram. You know what I mean? Because that's like, dude, just have your vacation.
Yeah. Nobody would have known it if you didn't do.
Right. What are you going to chronicle every minute of your vacation for the world to see?
Because I'm great and look at my wonderful life.
Yeah, look at me.
These are my vacation in Costa Rica.
But I have no problem with what he did. Zero problem. I guarantee you she doesn't get the flesh-eating bacteria. In fact, I will bet you whatever you want to bet. Let's name the bet. All right? I will bet my life on that. Gerald is in Burlington. Go ahead. Oh, Gerard. Sorry. Go ahead, Gerard.
Yeah, I'm on Tom Brady's side here because it's clear, like, he and his daughter have seen that video, and they probably agreed to jump, and then he's in the front, and at the last minute, she hesitates. He doesn't know she hesitated. So as far as he's concerned, okay, we're jumping in. And, you know, Rich, you're absolutely right. We never saw the reaction from the little girl after, so we don't know if she was happy or what.
Well, she died of the flesh-eating bacteria.
And trust me, Rich, this is all going to be linked back to Trump. It's all Trump's fault.
Well, that's a good point you make, actually, Gerard, because he's a big Trump guy. So, you know, it's Trump's America now. We rip our kids off and we throw them into the water and put them in cages, right?
Unfortunately.
All right, Gerard. Thanks, buddy. I agree with you. Also, let me just say this point, too. Obviously, he wouldn't have posted the video if something went wrong.
True.
Right? So if she landed and then broke her back or got the flesh-eating bacteria or was swept away in a waterfall, he wouldn't then post the video.
True.
So obviously, and if she was really annoyed at him and upset, he probably wouldn't have posted the video because he doesn't want to make his daughter upset. So here's what happened. They jumped. She had the time of her life, probably wanted to do it again. Giselle at that point probably said no. And then they decided to put the video on.
Yeah.
That's what happened right there.
That could be.
Everybody's got to freaking relax.
And we're debating their wonderful life.
And we're debating their wonderful life. Right. Their vacation in Costa Rica probably costs $25,000 a day.
At least.
Yeah, a day. So, Ron is in Montgomeryville. Ron, go ahead.
I believe Tom Brady did nothing more. He's to be commended, really. He instilled confidence for his daughter to get confidence. I remember when I was a kid, my dad was doing an electrical job, and I know this sounds cruel. He said to me, you're going to learn something here. He said, touch this wire, touch that wire. I got a little shock, and I was taken back, and he said, did you learn anything? I said, yes, not to touch both wires together. That simple.
Yeah, look, and you lived and you survived. Your dad would be in prison right now for doing that. He did that to
him. Absolutely.
Right? And did your mom know?
Yeah, did your mom know? Did she leave him, Ron, or is she okay with that?
No, she knew after the fact and was a little bit ticked off.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ron. Appreciate
so
you, it, bud.
Yeah, this was the conversation. So you electrocuted our child.
Yeah, that's exactly. That's the drama, right? Yeah. You electrocuted our son.
Good
what,
move.
What is he on, death row?
Death row.
What is this now? Old Sparky? You gave him old Sparky?
Did you give him a last meal?
We're all so terrified. Next thing is going to be somebody let their kid run around their backyard. They'll be like, was this okay? Is this bad parenting?
Yes.
There might be parasites in the yard. There might be bugs.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.